It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. The California budget signed Wednesday by Governor Jerry Brown includes several pieces intended to help address the state's homelessness crisis. That includes $500 million for cities, counties, and regional planning organizations that work on housing and services known as continuums of care. The budget gives the Brown administration until the end of January to distribute the first part of that money and until the end of May for the second chunk. But Russ Heimrich with the California Business Consumer Services and Housing Agency says the state hopes to start distributing the money this fall.
There's some procedural things we have to do to make sure that the money is going to those jurisdictions and continuums of care who need it and who also make sure there's some accountability for how the money is distributed.
In addition, the governor's signature Wednesday sends a measure to the November ballot that would free up $2 billion in bonds that have been stalled in the court. The money would go towards new housing projects with built-in mental health services for chronically homeless people. While an often overlooked part of retiring U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy's legacy is the mark he made on California's prison system. The Sacramento native authored a 2011 ruling that ordered California to release tens of thousands of inmates from its overcrowded prisons. In an interview with Capital Public Radio 2 years later, Kennedy said Americans pay too much attention to what he calls the guilt or innocence process and don't focus enough on the correctional process within the prisons.
Winston Churchill said a society is judged by how it treats the least deserving of its people. And we have to think about that with prisons. Now, there's some very dangerous people in prison that must be confined. But we have to, I think, look very hard at our penal methodologies. I don't think it's working.
Kennedy's ruling initiated a series of major changes to the state's criminal justice system, starting with Governor Jerry Brown's realignment program, which shifted responsibility for low-level offenders from the state to counties. Voters later approved three ballot measures that made further changes. Proposition 36 loosened California's three-strikes sentencing law. Proposition 47 reduced some nonviolent drug and property crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. And Proposition 57 made it easier for state inmates to be released from prison if they demonstrate good behavior. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.